弟兄姐妹早。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
愿主的平安与我们每一位同在。
May God's peace be all of you.
今早我们的讯息是诗篇幺三零。
This morning's passage is taken from Psalm 130.
让我来先来读一下诗篇幺三零。
Psalm 130.
耶和华啊，我从深处向你求告。主啊，求你听我的声音，愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。主耶和华，你若纠察罪孽，谁能站得住呢？但在你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。我等候耶和华，我的心等候，我也仰望他的话。我的心等候主，胜于守夜的。等候天亮，胜于守夜的。等候天亮，以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩，他必救赎以色列，脱离一切的罪孽。让我们一起来祷告。天父上帝，我们今早在你的面前，我们愿意完全的敞开我们的心扉，就像这个诗人一样来到你的面前求告。主啊，愿你的圣灵光照我们每一个弟兄姐妹的心，让我们的心里面有你的亮光充满，照在我们的一切的黑暗里面。因为有你，有你的亮光，我们就有了盼望，有了希望。我们感谢你，愿今早的讯息能够造就每一个弟兄姐妹。以上所有的祷告以耶稣基督的圣名而祷告，阿们。看到这首诗的时候，我不由自主地将这个目光呢聚焦在从深处这几个字上。
When I read this psalm, I cannot help but focus my eyes on the words out of the depths.
耶和华啊，我从深处向你求告。
Out of the depths, I cry out to you, Lord.
深处呢，它带出了一个诗人的一个处境。
Depths describe the psalmist's situation.
诗篇六十九章二节也提到一个深处。
Psalm 69 verse 2 also mentioned about depths.
诗人说：“我身在，我陷在那个深深的淤泥当中，没有立脚的地方。我到了深水中，大水就漫过我整个的身体。”
The psalmist said, "I sing in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters. The floods engulf me."
可见呢？深处呢，就意味着诗人正处在一个巨大的苦难当中。
Clearly, depths describes the psalmist as being in great tribulation.
一个绝望当中。
In despair.
他来向主求告。
Therefore, he cried out to the Lord.
这里二节的前半句呢，就是今天的这个诗篇幺三零二节的前半句，诗人的向主求告。
Here in the first half of verse 2, we see the psalmist crying out to the Lord.
主啊，求你听我的声音。
Lord, hear my voice.
紧接着诗人又加了几个字。
He then added the words.
愿
Let
侧耳
Your ears
恳求
My cry
愿你侧耳听我恳求的声音。
Let your ears be attentive to my cry.
他再次迫切地向耶和华发出了诚恳的呼求。
He once again urgently cried out to the Lord.
接着诗人好像就像一个犯了错的孩子。
Then the psalmist appears to be like a child who has made a mistake.
他就跪在了这个父亲的面前，
kneeling in front of his father,
求得父亲的原谅，
seeking his forgiveness.
三节诗人说，
he said in verse 3,
主耶和华，你若纠察罪孽，谁能在你的面前站立得住呢？
If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, who could stand?
可见这个孩子，他特别了解这位父亲的性情。
This child understands his father's temperament.
他知道这位父亲呢，他是一个明察秋毫、黑白分明、廉洁公正的法官。
He knew his father is a just and impartial judge.
父亲呢，知道他所犯的一切的过错。
The father knows all the wrong he has committed.
如果他要这样一一纠察和清算的话
，And if he were to pursue them one by one,
没有一个人能够在他的面前站立得住的。
No one could stand before him.
包括诗人他自己。
Including the psalmist himself.
紧接着四节，诗人接着说。
Then in verse 4, he goes on to say,
但在你呢，却有这样的赦罪之恩。
But with you, there is forgiveness.
要叫人能够敬畏你。
So that we can with reverence serve you.
这就表明说，这一位父亲，他虽然知道说这个孩子所犯的所有的过错。
This suggests that despite the father knowing all the wrong that the child has done,
但他却有一个极大的怜悯心。
He has great compassion.
他愿意给这个孩子恩典。
Showing grace.
来赦免这个孩子一切的罪过。
And forgiving his sins.
这就是诗人呢，他体会的这位耶和华的真性情。
This is what the psalmist has experienced with the Lord.
诗篇五十一章十六到十七节说。
Psalm 51:16-17 says,
忧伤痛悔的心，他必不轻看。
A broken and contrite heart, he will not despise.
诗人知道说，只要人呢诚心的来到这位上帝面前悔改的话。
The psalmist knows that as long as there is sincere repentance,
这位耶和华必会向人施怜悯，行赦罪。
The Lord will be merciful and forgiving.
使人在他这样无尽的这样的恩典当中能够重新站起来。
To let his people stand once again before him.
过完全属于他和敬畏他的生活。
To live their lives in reverence of him.
因此呢，在这样的一位耶和华的面前，这位诗人他愿意等候。
Therefore, before such a God, the psalmist is willing to wait.
他愿意来等候这位耶和华的赦免和赦罪。
To wait upon his pardon.
愿意等候他的安慰和拯救。
His comfort and salvation.
所以五节诗人说。
So in verse 5, the psalmist says,
我等候耶和华。
I wait for the Lord.
我并用心地来等候他。
My whole being waits.
我的心等候。
My heart waits upon him.
这就是诗人在耶和华的面前。
This is the psalmist before God.
其实诗人呢，也只能等候。
In fact, the psalmist could only wait.
因为在这样的大能的耶和华的面前，没有人知道这位大能的耶和华他何时赦免。
Because in the face of the Almighty God, no one knows when he will pardon.
他何时拯救呢？
When he would rescue.
因为耶和华才是掌管整个时间的主啊。
For the Lord governs time.
他掌管整个历史的这样的一个主。
He is the Lord of history.
没有人呢能够用任何的这个方式呢企图操控这位主。
No one can manipulate the Almighty God.
操控这位大能的主。
The Almighty One.
在这一位大能的主的面前。
Before such a God.
诗人能够做的也只有恳求和等候。
All the psalmist could do is to plead and to wait.
等候谈何容易呢？
Waiting is easier said than done.
如果我们参照其他的诗篇来看一看的话。
Referring to the other psalms.
我们看到诗人在等候当中情绪很多。
We see the emotional ups and downs.
他的情绪简直就是这样大起大落的。
The ups and downs as he waits upon the Lord.
有时呢，诗人对这个现状呢特别的不满呢。
Sometimes he is filled with dissatisfaction.
他抱怨。
Complain.
有时候 他对这个处境呢感觉到非常的无奈和感到绝望。
Sometimes it is helplessness and despair.
有时他感觉到情绪太低落了。
And other times it's really to the
之后呢，他却迸发出了一个愤怒。
And then a sudden burst of anger.
压抑太久了。
After prolonged suppression.
有时呢，他流泪哭诉。
Sometimes it's tears of complaint.
有时他甚至声嘶力竭的在耶和华面前大喊无助啊。
Loud cries of helplessness.
我们看到诗人在主的面前。
In all this.
然后在主的面前都全然的敞开自己。
We see that the psalmist is completely open.
他毫没有遮拦。
There is no masking of the truth.
真情的流露。
With true emotions outpouring.
即使是在犯罪的时候。
Even when he has sinned.
他甚至也敢把自己最羞愧的那一面在主的面前敞开。
He reveals the most shameful side of himself.
另一方面。
On the other hand.
从诗篇的种种祷告中我们也看到。
From a variety of prayer psalms.
好像这位耶和华呢他也允许。诗人在他的面前这样子大喊大叫。
We also see that the Lord seems to allow all these outbursts of emotions.
允许他在绝望当中一切的情绪的这样的爆发。
This is a true revealing of emotions before him.
因为耶和华他看重的是一个人的真情的流露。
Because what the Lord treasures is this true revealing of emotions.
除了将一个真实无伪的生命在这位耶和华的面前展露无遗以外。
Apart from bearing his life before the Lord,
诗人在五节的后半句也写道。
The psalmist in the second half of verse 5 says,
我也仰望他的话。
In his word, I put my hope.
也就是说，诗人呢，他在祷告当中。
In other words, the psalmist while praying,
他在等候当中。
While waiting,
他不只祷告。
He not only prays.
他还要紧紧地抓住这个上帝的话和上帝的应许。
But also clings on tightly to the Lord's words and promises.
在其他的诗篇当中，我们也看到过这样的例子。
In the other psalms, we also see similar expressions.
诗篇二十五章五节。
Psalm 25, verse 5.
诗人说：“求你以你的真理来引导我吧。”
In thy truth to guide me and teach me.
教导我。
Teach me.
因为你是我的神，我终日的等候你。
For you are my God, my Savior. I've been waiting for you.
诗篇一百一十九章四十三节。
Psalm 109 verse 43.
诗人说：“求你叫真理的话总不要离开我的口。”
Never take your word of truth from my mouth.
因我仰望你的典章。
For I have put my hope in your laws.
八十一节，诗人说
，Verse 81，
我心渴望你的救恩，仰望主的应许。
My soul faints with longing for your salvation。
一百一十四节，你是我的藏身之处。
Verse 114， You are my refuge and my shield。
我甚仰望你的话语。
I've put my hope in your word。
147节，诗人说，我趁天来还未亮的时候，我就仰望了你的话。
Verse 147, I rise before dawn and cry for help. I've put my hope in your word.
也就是说，我们会看到诗人在逆境当中，他还要紧紧地抓住主的话语。
In other words, the psalmist knows in the face of adversity, it is even more important to hold on to the Lord's words.
让主的话语成为他困境当中的引导。
Let the word of the Lord be his guidance.
引导他从现在的这样的一个迷失当中来重新找回人生的方向。
To find a new direction in his current situation.
也让主的话语成为他绝望当中的盼望。
To let the Lord's words become his hope while in desperation.
他相信耶和华必会成就他承诺的一切的诺言。
Trusting that the Lord will fulfill every promise that he has made.
主的话语往往能够在人的这样的逆境当中来激励等候当中的人们。
The Lord's words can often encourage those who are waiting upon him.
使他们能够有更加走下去的力量和勇气。
Giving them strength and courage to keep on going.
在这样每日真诚的这样的祷告和每日仰望上帝的这个话中，诗人继续的等候。
In praying and crying out to the Lord while putting his hope on his word, the psalmist continues to wait.
而且他的心情是特别的迫切的。
But the mood is one of urgency.
六节诗人说，我的心等候主，胜于守夜的等候天亮，胜于守夜的等候天亮。
In verse 6 he says, I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning.
胜过守夜的，对于诗人来说，他的处境呢，就好像一个在守夜当中的人一样的。
More than watchmen to the psalmist means that his circumstance is likened to that of a night watchman.
但是他的这个心情呢，我们会看到还胜过一个在守夜当中的人等候天亮的迫切。
Who is even more urgent in waiting for the dawn to break?
那么什么是诗人的黑夜呢？
So what does this night mean to the watchman?
诗人作为希伯来人，是在遭受民族性的毁灭当中等候耶和华的。
As a Hebrew psalmist whose people are suffering, he's waiting upon the Lord.
整个的民族，其实包括诗人。
As a tribe, including himself,
他正处在一个漫漫的长夜当中。
Feels like it's being he's in a long night.
他深切地盼望着黎明的到来。
And therefore, he pressingly looks forward to dawn.
那么，什么是他们所期盼的天亮呢？
If so, what does this morning mean?
对于一个遭受国难，这些人们都流落他乡，丧失了自己国家的根，这样的民族，什么是他们的盼望呢？
For one who has experienced a national calamity, people fleeing their homes, losing the foundations of one's country, what is their hope?
能够复国，能够重新回到他们的家园，就是他们所等候的天亮。
That they can rise up again, this is the hope for the morning.
为什么诗人会觉得这个天亮就必然会来到呢？
So why is the psalmist so sure that this morning will come?
是因为他整个的民族曾经经历过这样的事情。
It's because this nation has experienced it before.
其实从黑夜到这个天亮，是整个希伯来民族最刻骨铭心的记忆。
From the night to dawn. This is an indelible experience that is part of the collective memory for the Hebrew nation.
这个民族呢，他们曾经在埃及地的时候，然后经过了黑夜，他们在为奴之家受过苦。
This nation has been living in the night while in Egypt, and they suffered in slavery.
耶和华呢，他听到了他们的呼声，就用这样大能的这个膀臂呢，救他们能够出了这个埃及国。
The Lord heard their voices and with a mighty arm saved them out of the land of Egypt.
使他们能够盼到了这个天亮。
Leading them to daybreak.
当他们进入这个旷野以后。
After entering the wilderness.
金牛犊等等的这些事件呢，使以色列的人屡屡的犯罪。
Repeatedly sinning through incidents such as worshipping the golden calf.
他们再次陷入了黑夜。
They had once again plunged into night.
可是耶和华并没有按他们的罪过来待他们。
But the Lord did not recompense them according to what their sins deserved.
也没有按照他们的罪孽来报应他们。
He didn't recompense them according to what their sins deserved.
反而以慈爱和恩典来对待他们。
And instead showed them mercy.
他们一次又一次地经历了天亮。
Again and again they experienced this dawn.
他们这个民族呢，从埃及到旷野的这样的，他们屡次经历了从黑夜到天亮的这样的一个过程。
This repeated experiences from night to dawn in Egypt and in the wilderness
这是他们的生命故事
reflects the story of their life
也是耶和华对他们来施行怜悯的爱的故事
and also the story of the Lord's love and mercy
因此呢诗人在这里他特别深深地相信
therefore the psalmist is confident
在过去的历史里面耶和华能够救他们脱离了这个黑暗进入了光明
That since in their history, the Lord had saved them from darkness into light.
今天他们这个民族虽然又一次的处于了这样的黑暗，但是他们深深的相信耶和华必会拯救他们。
Today, although they had once again slipped into darkness, he believes that the Lord will save them.
让他们能够重新看到光明。
And let them see the light again.
那时拯救的这个光亮必会划破漫漫的长夜。
When that time comes, the light will pierce through the night that seemed eternal.
因此这时诗人呢就呼吁所有的以色列的这个百姓一起来仰望主
Therefore the psalmist now calls the people of Israel to wait upon the Lord
一起来等候主
And to hope and to wait upon the Lord
所以最后七节说以色列啊你当仰望耶和华因他有慈爱有丰盛的救恩
So in verse 7 he says Israel put your hope in the Lord for with the Lord is unfailing love and with him is full redemption
最后八节就是整首诗的这个高潮。
This culminates in verse 8, the climax of the psalm.
它简直就是一种呐喊。
It's like a cry.
它呐喊出了以色列相信耶和华必然会在他自己的时间来将他们拯救出来。
That Israel believes that the Lord will certainly save them in his good time.
它有力地宣告了他们对拯救的光明必会来到的信心和盼望。
A strong, confident declaration with faith and hope that their salvation will come.
所以这就是八节最后所说的，他必救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。
Shown in verse 8, he himself will redeem Israel from all their sins.
这就是整首诗的内容和意境。
This sets the content and the mood of the psalm.
这首诗是诗人在深度的苦难当中，在深处向耶和华的求告。
This psalm is a cry to the Lord when the psalmist was in deep trouble.
在这样的求告并仰望耶和华的话当中呢，他坚定了这样等候的心志。
In calling upon and hoping in the word of the Lord, he found strength and confidence.
并且他追忆了他整个的民族所走过的经历。
And in recalling the memory of his people's experiences.
在这样的民族记忆当中，他找回了曾经他们经历过耶和华让他们从黑暗入光明。
He found confidence that the Lord will take them out of the darkness into the light.
他相信上帝一定会像过去一样来赦免他们一切的罪过。
Knowing that God will forgive their sins.
而对他们施慈爱给怜悯。
And to envelop them in love to show
mercy. 最终让他们能够获得天亮的拯救。
To let them see the light of the day.
首先我在这里想说的是。
First of all, I would like to say.
在苦难当中，其实并不是每个人都能够像诗人一样求助于上帝的。
That in suffering, not everyone can be like the psalmist who turned to God.
各位弟兄姐妹们，我们可以回忆一下，我们是否经历过人生的苦难。
Brothers and sisters, we can recall some of the times where we've been through dark times.
在苦难当中，我们很难去求助上帝。
In suffering, it's very hard to turn to God.
我们往往自己忧伤。
We tend to immerse ourselves in sadness.
我们往往自己痛苦。
To wallow in self-pity.
我们有的时候甚至埋怨说自己命不好。
Sometimes we even complain to people around us.
命这么的苦。
Why me?
有时呢也拉住这个周围的人，然后向他们来诉苦。
And then we will pull all those around us and complain.
我们有的时候也甚至只会说自己来痛苦，自我的折磨。
We only know how to be in our own suffering.
但我们却很少，也很难愿意来到上帝的面前。
But we rarely come to God to tell him about it.
来对着这位上帝诉说衷肠。
To tell him all about it.
但我们从诗人的身上我们看到。
But here we see from the psalmist.
这个苦难中的时候。
Who in misery.
这个苦难还在呀。
While still suffering.
但是因着诗人默想那位他者耶和华本身
And because he is able to lift his eyes to the Lord
他回忆他们曾经在这个经历当中经历过他的大能的这个作为体会过耶和华的赦罪和赦免
As he recalled the experiences in history of his power
他体会过耶和华的无尽的慈爱
When he experienced the Lord's forgiveness and the depths of his love
经过这样的一个回忆之后
After this recollection
居然能够使这个诗人呢，能够从这个忧伤呢，能够转为一个等候。
It actually makes the psalmist turn from sorrow to waiting.
能够从这样的绝望呢，能够转向盼望。
To steer him from despair to hope.
能够从这样的逆境呢，能够转向宣告。
From adversity to declaration.
这就是诗人深处求告的故事。
This is the story of the psalmist who called upon the Lord out of the depths.
也是诗人以及跟他一起落难的人的生命故事。
It is also the experience of many others who are suffering.
是他们的深处求告的心路历程。
It has become their own out of the depths story.
这个故事也可以成为我们的深处求告的故事。
It can also become our own out of the depths of story.
成为我们每个人和我们每个信仰群体的痛苦挣扎当中的求告。
A prayer and a call for everyone, every faith community who is struggling.
2011年12月出版的这个三一神学院的院报《角声》封面的第一版登载了于清洁老师的一篇文章。
In December 2011, the issue of the Trinity Bible College newsletter on the cover of the first edition was an article by teacher Yu Qingjie.
这篇文章的名称就叫《有光照耀住在死荫之地的人》。
It is entitled "There is a shining light upon those in the shadow of death."
这篇文章记录了他在2011年的圣诞节之际。
This article documents our experience in the Christmas of 2011.
他回顾了在一月患癌症以来的经历和他的心路历程。
As she recalled the experience of cancer since January that year.
文中写了他在深处苦难的体验。
She wrote about her out of the depths experience of suffering.
他这样写道。
She writes,
黑暗若可分为若干的程度。
That if darkness can be divided into several levels,
那么今年我也算体会了人生几个不同程度的黑暗。
Then this year I would have experienced all the varying degrees of darkness.
第一个程度是灰暗。
The first degree is that of gloomy darkness.
我在这种灰暗中整理、接受自己患癌的事实，并考虑治疗的思绪。
I collected my own thoughts in this darkness and accepted the fact that I have to undergo cancer treatment.
然后在这个第二个程度呢，是另外的一个黑暗。
The second degree of darkness
是漆黑。
It's pitch dark.
是四个多月当中呢，接受了十八次的化疗。
Within 4 months and 18 sessions of chemotherapy.
身心灵日趋的软弱无力，犹如即将烧尽的蜡烛。
My body and soul became increasingly weak, like a candle about to burn out.
第三个程度是黎明时分的黑暗。
The third degree is the darkness before dawn.
我在这样的黑暗当中体会到神的慈爱与同在比生命更美好。
Where I realized that God's love is indeed better than life.
他写道。
She wrote.
有时候由于呼吸困难辗转难眠。
Sometimes during sleepless nights because of breathing difficulties.
只能眼睁睁地望着黑漆漆的夜晚。
I could only stare at the darkness of the night.
一边呼吸。
While breathing.
一边念诵缩短了的祷文
Repeating shortened prayers
耶稣求你怜悯我
Jesus, have mercy on me.
也常想
I also used to ponder.
我的低谷究竟多深
Exactly how deep is my suffering?
我的黎明几时来到
When will my dawn come?
后来我等到了黎明
Later, I waited till dawn came.
我所谓的黎明不是医生说你的癌细胞大概没有了
This dawn was not that the doctor miraculously said, your cancer cells are gone.
我所等待的黎明是于一个深夜。
But my dawn came through a dark night.
那天晚上，感觉那是我最艰辛的一刻。
That night, I felt that it was my most difficult moment.
人躺在床上。
Lying in bed.
全身发烫。
Body burning.
喘不过气来。
Gasping for breath.
忽然一股微微的凉风
All of a sudden, there was a surge of cool air
流入了我的喉咙
Like a cool breeze flowing into my lungs
沁人心脾
Refreshing my body
我全身顿时的松解下来
And my body felt a sudden release
我感觉神向我吹了一口气
It seemed as though God had breathed on me
使我重获生的勇气来面对最深沉的黑暗
Letting me regain courage to face the deepest darkness.
我无从解释是神在施行医治或是圣灵在动工。
I cannot explain whether God did the healing or it was the work of the Holy Spirit.
垂听了众人的代祷让我可以安然休息。
When I heard those interceding for me that I can rest safely now.
但非常肯定的是
But I'm certain.
我深刻领悟到住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他。
That I profoundly experienced this, that even those who are in the shadow of death has
我深信,
a shining light upon them.
我深信着，神不仅赐我力量，也扶持所有在水深火热中的人，给他们一线曙光。
I'm convinced that God not only gave me strength, but also supports all those in dire straits, giving them a ray of hope.
他继续写道，
She continues to write.
当然，我不是只在那一天看到了曙光。
It wasn't just that day that I saw the light.
因为有主能够与我同在。
Because the Lord is with me.
我每一天都可以坦然来面对抗癌药物的副作用给我的限制和威胁。
I can calmly face each day my limitations and fears due to the side effects of the anti-cancer drugs.
患癌若是我的黑暗。
If suffering from cancer is my darkness.
我就拥抱自己的黑暗吧。
Let me embrace my darkness.
黑暗可以遮盖大地和人心。
Darkness can cover the earth and people's hearts,
却无法遮蔽上帝的荣光和慈爱。
But it cannot shield off the glory of God and His love.
身处黑暗的时刻，也是经历神救赎的时段。
Living in dark moments is also when we experience God's redemption.
因为即使处在黑暗死荫之地，有了神，就有了光明。
Because even in the dark shadow of death, with God there is light.
最后，他劝勉身处在黑暗当中的人们。
Finally, she encouraged those who are living in darkness.
正视并接纳自己人生当中的黑暗吧。
To face and accept the darkness in one's life.
然后接受神的光。
And then to accept God's light.
并经历蒙神光照而展开的一切的改变。
And experience the change that God's light brings.
与老师的经历让我们看到。
Through Yu's experience.
在苦难当中。
We see that in suffering.
抬头仰望神。和神的话语
Looking up to God and His word
能够使我们超越了眼前的苦难
enables us to go beyond our immediate suffering
神是我们苦难当中的亮苦难当中的亮光安慰和依靠
God is the light in our affliction comfort and stronghold
也是我们所有苦难最终极的救赎者
He is our redeemer
我曾遇到过一个从小呢患有自闭忧郁症的孩子
I once met an autistic child who was suffering from depression.
那是一个进入心灵黑夜的孩子。
It was a dark night of the soul for a child.
他除了这个每一个月他都要去这个医院里面去进行心理辅导。
She had to go for monthly psychological counseling session.
他每个星期天都会去到教会。
And every Sunday she went to church.
他的特点是呢，他非常的害怕。
She would be very afraid.
他不敢走出自己的这个世界去。
To step out of her world, her own bubble.
有一天我在教会看到她的时候
One day when I saw her in church,
我突然间就头脑里想起了一个曾经听过的一个蜘蛛侠的故事
I thought of a story I heard about Spider-Man.
我就讲给她听
So I recounted the story to her.
我对她说
I said,
蜘蛛侠呢，有一天掉进了一个漆黑一片的这个井里面去了。
Spider-Man fell into a deep dark well.
它下面的这真的是漆黑一片。
It was pitch black.
而且这个洞呢，因为很深，离这个地面很远。
And it was way below the ground.
它只有两个选择。
He had two choices.
第一，就是不论他能够抓住这个井里面这个四壁上任何的这个东西，他都极力的往外爬。
The first is he would try to climb up by seizing anything along the four walls of the well.
哪怕是一根草，你也要去抓住，使劲的爬爬往上爬。
Even if it was just small patches of grass.
结果呢，就有两个。如果你这样做的话
，There are two possibilities with this choice.
你要么就不信呢，你爬的过程当中你就掉下来了。
One which is to fall while you're climbing.
你要么就爬出去呢，就得救了。
The other is to climb out and be saved.
这是我给他的第一个选择。
That's the first option.
第二个选择就是
，The second option is.
这个蜘蛛侠可以选择坐在这个井底。
Spider-Man could choose to sit at the bottom of the well.
这个孩子也一样。
It's the same for the child.
等着这个生命呢，慢慢的在这个井底这样的消失。
Waiting for life to slowly pass.
我问他：“你愿意选第一条路呢，还是愿意选第二条路呢
？”I asked her, "Which would you choose?"
他居然睁大了眼睛，很快地回答了我。
With eyes wide open, she quickly answered.
他说：“当然是第一条啦。
”Of course, the first one.
至少呢，还尝试过呢。
At least there would be a try, a glimmer.
我还有这样爬出去的希望吗
？A glimmer of hope to get out.
最后呢，我鼓励他。
Finally, I encouraged her.
主没有放弃你。
God did not give up on you.
你也不要放弃你自己。
So you should not give up on yourself.
我问他，你还记得诗篇二十三章四节怎么说的吗
？I asked her if she remembered Psalm 23 verse 4.
因为她从小就上教会的。
She grew up in church.
她能够背出很多的经文的。
And she knew a lot of scripture.
然后那个时候，她为了更加准确，她很快的把她的那个背包里的那个圣经拿出来翻开。
So very quickly she turned to her Bible.
然后她读出了这一个二十三章四节。
And read.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷
，Even though I walk through the valley, through the darkest valley，
也不怕遭害
，I will fear no evil，
因为你与我同在
，For you are with me，
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我
，Your rod and your staff they comfort me。
我和他拍拍手说
，I patted her hand and said，
别忘了主与你同在
，Do not forget that the Lord is with you。
主的杖、主的竿都安慰你啊
，His rod and staff they comfort you。
所以你不要害怕，要勇敢的像这个蜘蛛侠一样的努力的爬出来，好吗
？So do not be afraid, climb out bravely like Spider-Man.
他居然很开心的笑了。
She was elated.
他对我说 ，OK，OK。
And assured me that she will.
黑暗呢，并不是人生的终点站。
Indeed, darkness is not the terminus of life.
也没有人喜欢黑暗的。
And no one likes darkness.
可我们的人生呢
？But our lives.
却常常处在黑暗与光明。
Are often filled with the juxtapositions between darkness and light.
绝望与盼望
despair and hope.
沙漠与绿洲之间这样来回的盘旋着
desert and oasis.
这就是我们人生的状态
This is our current state.
当我们身处黑暗的时候
when we are in the darkness,
我们需要像诗人一样的等候仰望神
like the psalmist, we need to wait and look to the Lord.
并更加的寻求主的话
and to seek His word even more.
主与我们同在
The Lord is with us.
他从来没有放弃过我们
He never abandons us.
所以我们也不能够轻易地放弃我们自己
Therefore, we should not give up easily.
我们需要来直面这些生命的酸甜苦辣
We need to face up to the ups and downs of life.
我们需要心存盼望来持守到底
And have hope in our hearts. Hold on to the end.
相信主必会来拯救我们让我们积极地等候
To believe that the Lord will save. To actively wait upon him.
最后我要提到的是一首诗歌。
Finally, I want to conclude with a song.
这首诗歌的名字就叫 "Oh Lord, Hear My Prayer."
Entitled "Oh Lord, Hear My Prayer."
华文的翻译就是"主啊，垂听我的祷告"。它是在二战后兴起的一个信仰的一个团体而创作的一首诗歌。
The song was composed by a group of believers.
大家都知道，二战呢给整个的世界留下了很多的创伤。
When the Second World War just started,
而世界各地的那个信徒呢，他们就纷纷的聚集到了一个叫泰泽的地方。
So the believers all over the world they gathered at a place called 泰泽，
在法国这个地方。
In France,
然后他们用一起来用这个诗歌来祷告，来呼求上帝。
So together with hymns and prayer, they cry out to God.
他们希望在这样战后的这样一片的这个废墟当中，主能够亲自安慰那些遭受战争创伤的人们的心灵。
They prayed that in the post-war ruins, the Lord can comfort the hearts of people who are suffering.
并恳求主来复兴他们的国家。
And cried out to the Lord to send revival to their country.
而这首诗的歌词呢，就是我们今天所学的这个诗篇130的这个经文的基础上而创作的。
The lyrics of this song is based on the two fundamental verses of Psalm 130.
歌词是这样的。
It goes like this.
Oh Lord, hear my prayer.O Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, answer me. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. Come and listen to me. 华文是：求主听我祷告，求主听我祷告。当我呼求，回应我。求主听我祷告，求主听我祷告，请来聆听我。我来给大家唱一下。
Let me sing this for you.
希望这首歌呢能够化成我们每个人生命的祷告。
May this song be a prayer for all of us.
希望弟兄姐妹们如果有正在处在黑暗当中的困境当中的。
I hope that brothers and sisters, especially those who are in dark, troubling times,
都能够像诗人一样愿意来到上帝的面前。
Can be like the psalmist, willing to come to God.
真诚地敞开自己。
Sincerely opening himself to God.
在深处向主来呼求。
Out of the depths, cry out to him.
主深深地知道你们每一个人的情形。
The Lord knows our situations well.
他也必会像赐给诗人一样的赐下生命的盼望给你。
And he will, just as to the psalmist, once again give you the hope of life.
伴你度过人生的黑暗。
To walk with you through the darkness of life.
等到天亮。
To bring you to the dawn.
Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Oh Lord, hear my prayer.主啊，我们从深处向你呼求，等候你的话，我们的心等候，我们也仰望你的话，赐下力量和盼望给我们，使我们在深处也能向你宣告，你是有慈爱的，有丰盛的救恩的，你必救赎我们脱离一切的捆绑，愿你的同在陪伴我们，等候到天亮，以耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。接下来我们要唱一首回应的诗歌。